From Church Leaders, How to Build Faith in God Through Scripture, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Scriptures enlarge our memory by helping us always to remember the Lord and our relationship to Him and the Father. They remind us of what we knew in our premortal life. And as these things penetrate our minds and hearts, our faith in God and His beloved Son takes root. The central purpose of all Scripture is to fill our souls with faith in God the Father and in His Son, Jesus Christ. Faith that they exist. Faith in the Father's plan for our immortality and eternal life. Faith in the atonement and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which animates this plan of happiness. Faith to make the gospel of Jesus Christ our way of life. And faith to come to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. The Word of God, as Alma said, is like a seed planted in our hearts that produces faith as it begins to grow within us. See Alma chapter 32, verses 27 through 43. See also Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Faith will not come from the study of ancient texts as a purely academic pursuit. It will not come from archaeological digs and discoveries. Faith comes by the witness of the Holy Spirit to our souls, spirit to spirit, as we hear or read the Word of God. And faith matures as we continue to feast upon the Word. Scriptural accounts of the faith of others serve to strengthen our own. We recall the faith of a centurion that enabled Christ to heal his servant without so much as seeing him. See Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. We hear and take courage from the determination of a tender boy prophet, hated and bitterly persecuted by so many adults. I had seen a vision, I knew it, and I knew that God knew it, and I could not deny it, neither dared I do it. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 25. Because they expound the doctrine of Christ, the Scriptures are accompanied by the Holy Spirit, whose role it is to bear witness of the Father and the Son. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 32. Therefore, being in the Scriptures is one way we receive the Holy Ghost. Of course, Scripture is given through the Holy Ghost in the first place. See 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verses 26 through 27, and section 68, verse 4. And that same Spirit can attest its truth to you and me. Study the Scriptures carefully, deliberately. Ponder and pray over them. Scriptures are revelation, and they will bring added revelation. May we feast continuously on the words of Christ that will tell us all things we should do. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. From the April 2010 General Conference Address, The Blessing of Scripture, Ensign May 2010, pages 32 through 35. Share your experiences. Share your experiences in applying this principle and read the experiences of other youth by going to lds.org/go/428.
How have you applied this? Every morning, I try to read a scripture passage that gives me guidance for the day. I then pray that I might incorporate that scripture in my life. It has been a testimony builder to start off my day remembering Christ. Brandon Y.
Every day I strengthen my testimony by reading my scriptures. Instead of just quickly finishing a chapter so I can get it done, I actually study it and think about what I am reading. It helps me study in depth if I have a scripture marker in hand. Samantha L.
End of the section from Church Leaders, end of the article, How to Build Faith in God Through Scripture, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.